This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you are tuning in to Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film and sometimes on streaming services. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line.
Now let's check out some TV trailers. The second teaser trailer for Stranger Things Season 4 has been released by Netflix. Stranger Things stars David Harbour, Winona Ryder, Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, Noah Schnapp, among many others. Peppered with clues for fans to decipher, the teaser footage appears to be taking place in the Hawkins Laboratory, where we see a room of children. They are seemingly the subjects of a scientific experiment that looks like to be orchestrated by Dr. Martin Brenner, a.k.a. Father, played by Matthew Modine in the first season. Is this a flashback sequence? The footage ends with a close-up shot of a locked door with a label that reads 11, and then an extreme close-up of eyes that seem to belong to a young girl. 11? Are you listening? Watch the Stranger Things Season 4 teaser trailer 2. Another TV trailer is Disney Plus's Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 1 Episode 2 trailer has been released. Star Wars The Bad Batch follows the elite and experimental clones of the Bad Batch first introduced in the Clone Wars, as they find their way in a rapidly changing galaxy in the immediate aftermath of the Clone War. Members of Bad Batch, a unique squad of clones who vary genetically from their brothers in the clone army, each possesses a singular exceptional skill that makes them extraordinarily effective soldiers in a formidable crew. Watch the Star Wars Season 1 Episode 2 trailer. It debuts on Disney Plus. The Bad Batch debuts on Disney Plus May 7th. Rounding out the week in TV trailers is CBS's Clarice. The highly anticipated new drama stars Rebecca Breeds in the title role of FBI agent Clarice Starling as she returns to the field in 1983. 1 year after the events of The Silence of the Lambs. Brilliant and vulnerable, Clarice's bravery gives her an inner light that draws monsters and madmen to her. However, her complex psychological makeup that comes from a challenging childhood empowers her to begin to find her voice while working in a man's world, as well as escape the family secrets that have haunted her throughout her whole life. Watch the Clarice Silence is Purgatory trailer. It'll debut on CBS May 13th. That's it for TV trailers. Now let's head on over to some TV news. Oscar winner J.K. Simmons is set to be the co-lead opposite fellow Oscar winner Sissy Spacek in Amazon's genre-bending drama series Light Years, a co-production between Amazon Studios and Legendary Television. Simmons replaces Ed O'Neill, who was originally cast as the male lead in the project, but exited for family reasons. Written and co-executive produced by Holden Miller, Light Years follows Franklin and Irene York, played by Simmons and Speck, a couple who years ago discovered a chamber buried in their backyard, which inexplicably leads to a strange, deserted planet. They carefully guarded their secret ever since, but with an enigmatic young man enters their life, the York's quiet existence is quickly upended. In the mysterious chamber that they thought they knew so well, turns out to be much more than they could ever imagined. Simmons Franklin is a former woodworker with a charmingly grumpy demeanor. After more than 50 years of marriage, he still has a powerful devotion to his wife and doesn't share a fascination with the chamber, a secret which weighs heavily on him. For her sake, he is willing to endure its presence in their lives, but his patience appears to be wearing thin. The first two episodes of the series is scheduled to begin later this year, and some very exciting news from Amazon Prime. In some more TV news, Fox has made its new drama series pickup decisions for the 2021 season, going with two projects that came through the network's recently adopted straight-to-series development model involving the opening of a writer's room, Our Kind of People and Monarch. The two 2020 pilots whose production has been pushed by the pandemic are The Big Leap and The Cleaning Lady. That leaves Blood Relative and The Goonies Reenactment. Both are getting a pass. The Goonies Reenactment series was about a woman who helps three students who are making a shot-for-shot remake of The Goonies, and it played a little too young for Fox, apparently. Warner Brothers and Amblin TV, who are behind the project, plan to shop it elsewhere. Rounding out the week in TV news, we're getting a first look at Lily James and Sebastian Stan as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee in Hulu's upcoming limited series, Pam and Tommy. Written and executive produced by Rob Siegel and D.V. DeVincentis, the 8-episode comedic limited series tells the story of the release of the first ever viral video in history, the sex tape of Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. As Deadline previously pointed out, while the tape will play a major part in the series, the story will also focus on their relationship going back to the whirlwind romance that started with them getting married after knowing each other only for 96 hours in 1995. The leaked VHS tape turned into quite the legal dispute, with Anderson suing the video distribution company. Ultimately, the Lees entered into a confidential settlement with IEG. Therefore, the company began making the tape available to subscribers to its website again, resulting in triple the normal traffic. Seth Rogen also stars as the man who stole the tape. Cast includes Taylor Schilling, Andrew Dice Clay, among many others. Craig Gillespie directs it. The photos look awesome. That's it for TV news. Now let's head on over to some movie news. John David Washington has been cast in Gareth Edwards' science fiction film. Just when you thought John David Washington's career couldn't get any loftier, he just teamed up with British director Gareth Edwards for a new sci-fi film called True Love. After starring in one of last year's biggest Hollywood movies, Tenet, and recently giving a powerful performance opposite Zendaya in Malcolm and Marie, Washington is fresh off completing a film for Oscar-nominated director David O. Russell. The new film also stars Christian Bale and Robert De Niro. That brings us to his latest picture from New Regency called True Love. True Love is a futuristic sci-fi film and is written and directed by Gareth Edwards, who made a splash on the independent movie circuit in 2010 with Monsters and continued his success with 2014's Godzilla and 2016's smash Rogue One, a Star Wars story. His Godzilla was critically acclaimed, while Rogue One is loved by many fans of the franchise and holds an 84% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Since John David starred in 2018's Oscar-winning BlacKkKlansman, he has been on a considerable winning streak. Although the pandemic undermined some of Tenet's box office glory, Washington has emerged a true Hollywood movie star. Little is known about True Love at this point regarding its plot, but it's definitely been put on the radar due to tremendous talents of both Washington and Edwards. I'm really excited to see what True Love brings. Very exciting news. I love John David Washington. In other film news, Dominique Fishback, fresh off of her critically acclaimed Judas and the Black Messiah, joins Anthony Ramos's Transformer film from Paramount. Stephen Caple Jr., who also directed Creed 2, is set to direct Transformers. Darnell Mattier and Josh Peters are writing it. Little is known about the film, but it's due in June of next year. Very exciting news for Dominique Fishback. I'm very excited to see her. Rounding out the week in movie news, finally, A Quiet Place Part 2 has set its opening weekend, and it's going to open during Memorial Day weekend. The long-delayed movie is finally seeing itself set to be unveiled on movie screens throughout the country on May 28th. Paramount Pictures is betting on director John Krasinski's highly anticipated sequel to bank major box office, even if it opens opposite of a more friendly Cruella on the same day. A final trailer for the film is being unleashed by the studio on May 6th. The first Quiet Place grossed over $180 million at the domestic box office. I can't wait to see A Quiet Place Part 2. That's it for movie news. Now let's check out some film trailers. Chris McKay's The Tomorrow War teaser trailer has been released by Amazon Prime Video. The Tomorrow War stars Chris Pratt, among many others, including J.K. Simmons, Sam Richardson, Edward Hodge, Keith Powers. Zach Dean wrote the screenplay for The Tomorrow War. In The Tomorrow War, the world is stunned when a group of time travelers arrive from the year 2051 to deliver an urgent message. 30 years in the future, mankind is losing a global war against a deadly alien species. The only hope for survival is for soldiers and civilians from the present to be transported to the future and join the fight. Among those recruited is a high school teacher and family man, Dan Forrester, played by Chris Pratt. Determined to save the world for his young daughters, Dan teams up with a brilliant scientist, played by Yvonne Strazovsky, and his estranged father, J.K. Simmons, in a desperate quest to rewrite the fate of the planet. Watch the Tomorrow War trailer. It will debut on Amazon Prime July 2nd. Another film trailer that gets me very excited is A Quiet Place Part 2. They just released a third trailer titled The Wait is Over, and it will debut on May 28th, and I'm super excited to finally see this movie. Obviously, it's following the deadly events at home. The Abbott family must now face the horrors of the outside world as they continue to fight for survival in silence. Forced to venture into the unknown, they quickly realize that the creatures that hunt by sound are not only threats that lurk beyond the sand path. Super excited to see A Quiet Place Part 2, and check out the third trailer now. Rounding out the week in film trailers comes a very deep an inspirational story of family loyalty and redemption. The movie is titled A Father's Legacy. It stars Tobin Bell, among many others. After years of searching for his father, a young man on the run from the law finds his way into a life of a secluded old man in the woods. As the days go by and secrets about their past are revealed, they realize they may have not been looking for each other, but they were brought together for a reason. Watch A Father's Legacy trailer. It debuts in June. On June 17th in theaters. That's it for film trailers. All right, for this week's movie review, we're going to check out something that's on streaming services, and its title is City of Lies. It's directed by Brad Furman. It's written by Randall Sullivan. It's based on a nonfiction book by Randall Sullivan. It's actually, the screenplay is written by Christian Contreras. It stars Johnny Depp, Forrest Whitaker, Toby Haas, Dayton Calley, Neil Brown Jr., among many others. City of Lies is about Detective Russell Poole and investigative journalist Jack Johnson looking at the murders of rappers The Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur. Now, this movie was... It's a very strange story about how this movie came to sit on the shelf for so long. I don't even know that there's a definitive explanation about why this movie took so long to come out. It lends to many interesting questions about the LAPD's involvement in it, but the movie was made in 2018, I think. It finished filming in 2018, and it's been sitting on the shelf ever since. It came out in Italy sooner than it came out in America. There's many reasons, there's many conspiracy theories about why the movie took so long to come out. It could be many legitimate reasons. Depp and the location's manager got into a fight during a day of filming, so there was speculation that it could have been, you know, contractual arguments, legalese type stuff. It could be because of Johnny Depp's ongoing legal troubles with Amber Heard in London. It could be because the LAPD actively suppressed the film, because the film deals with Christopher Wallace, the Notorious B.I.G.'s murder is still an open investigation, quote unquote, by the LAPD. You know, and that's kind of what the movie is wrapped around. But the fact that there is still an ongoing investigation means that the police department definitely did try to actively suppress the film. That's just my own opinion, just based on what I know about how unions and the law work. It's an insane story. Like, this movie is an insane story. I can't believe that it's just coming out now. It's not that popular. It's getting pretty good reviews, but it's not as popular as I thought it would be. Seeing Johnny Depp in this role is really refreshing because it reminds me of... I love seeing Johnny playing characters. You know, it's super refreshing, this film, to see Johnny just do his thing. And Forrest Whitaker is in this playing an investigative journalist, Jack Jackson. And I don't think I've ever seen Forrest in such a specific kind of role. The dude is killer. Like, he kills this role. He plays a journalist who goes and wants to interview a retired detective. He spent his whole career since Christopher Wallace was killed trying to solve the case. And for many reasons, all of which are highlighted in the film, he was blocked from doing so. You don't need to be an investigative journalist for your instincts to pop up and start to ask questions. And that's what the film does a good job of doing, is asking questions and looking at specific people that really haven't been talked about that much. And I never knew who Russell Poole was. And I'm very glad I do now, because the film, I'm not going to try to be as spoiler-free as I can, but the film does a really good job, Russell Poole's dedication to justice. And there's a really sweet scene between Biggie's mom and Russell Poole, and they became friends because the corruption within the LAPD is something that I naively never knew about. I've heard about it. You pay attention to the news, you know what's going on, but you don't understand just how corrupt that police department is, how many problems are going on there, in that city, in that state, you know, with many things. And the movie really spells out how not only was the LAPD corrupt in how it functioned and how it treated the people that it's tasked to protect. Death Row Records had police officers on their payroll. That's something that I had no idea. I had no idea that was going on. And many officers on the payroll, to the point where the officers, they're basically their own gang within the police department. And that's something that I had no idea about. And so it opens the door to a Pandora's box of questions about now things start to make sense about why the investigation is still an open investigation. You know, because you can, as long as you have an open investigation, you can suppress all kinds of information and make sure that all kinds of dots aren't put together. It seems like that's what the LAPD has chosen to do. The movie's utterly fascinating. It's a really good movie. You walk away with a good sense of the case, right? I kind of wish we went a little deeper. It's not that long of a film. We don't get that much from Biggie's mom. Apparently, Biggie's mom sued the LAPD for, I'm not sure if it was a wrongful death lawsuit or something along those lines, but and ended up getting dismissed without prejudice, which I think this movie opens the door back up to being, for the case to maybe be reopened, because there's absolutely grounds for her to sue the Los Angeles Police Department for suppressing information and obtusely dragging out an investigation for 20 years to never solve it. I mean, that's the whole reason why the investigation is open, is so they don't have to solve it. Because once they close it, some evidence will be made public that is now being suppressed. So even if there isn't a legal judgment of responsibility of death, the public will be able to find out. And that's why they keep the case open. But it's fascinating that this movie, and to see the Detective Russell Poole's love for what the police department stands for, and then juxtaposing that to the reality of the police department, is a very important conversation that we need to have as Americans. You know, because we're in this moment of police reform and racial justice and Black Lives Matter, and we have to also have the conversation of corruption is corruption no matter what the objective of the corrupt are. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's my skin tone, your skin tone, my politics, your politics. We can't allow corruption within our public or civil service, because this is what happens. You know, like a young man is murdered in the street. Not just a young man, a young man who is an icon, who is building an empire of culture and influence. And he, like many others before him, gets stolen from the earth and from our country and from our culture by corrupt individuals. You know, and this is a long story in this country where bad, corrupt men kill heroes. And we just have to get to a point where we as Americans are just not going to put up with this anymore. And we don't allow corruption anywhere anymore. It's sad to know what happened to Detective Russell Poole. You know, it's sad to see what happened to him. I won't give away anything. I'll try not to. But I'm just happy to know that someone so dedicated and someone who believes in law and justice so much spent so long trying to solve such an important case. You know, and his mom knows this, and that's why she loves the detective, even though he didn't solve the case. Because she knows that without him, she wouldn't have been able to get this far. And that's Russell Poole's importance in history, is even in the face of insane corruption and systemic pushback, he forged ahead, you know, and even till his last day, the man had a tragic death. But even on his last day, he was on the job. He was trying to solve the case. And I think that that's a very important point for us to come away with this movie with. And Forrest Whitaker, man, it's also refreshing to see him just in there doing his thing, because he does such a good job. He's such a great character actor. He brings such intensity to every one of his roles. He does such a good job with the investigative reporter, because he brings you through the psychosis of it all, you know, and just the obsessiveness of it all, and just the craziness of it all. I mean, it's insane that this is still an open investigation. You know, just that in and of itself is corruption. We have to get that police department together, you know, and it really starts with the unions. You know, they're the gatekeepers to everything, and we have to start there. City of Lies is good. I'd give it a 7 out of 10. It's available anywhere for rent on streaming services. It runs about 1 hour and 52 minutes. It makes you think. It gives you new evidence in different light that, for me, is refreshing, and I'm very happy to see Johnny Depp on screen again. I'm very happy to see him and Forrest together, because it's a very good combo. You know, I hope to see more of them both, really, going forward. But City of Lies, check it out. It's a great film, and I hope you like it as much as I do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at C Banksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. And I'm on Instagram. I'm at The Chris Banks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, or leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.